So you came to the farm one day, we saw some of the bigger animals lying down, hot in temperature, was not eating. So we called in the vet to come have a look. They came, they took sample to the laboratory, went and tested it, they sent some to Accra before they confirmed that it's the African swine fever that has affected the animals.
How severe was the effect?
It was so severe that we lost about almost 680 animals in this farm.
And how were you able to
cope with that situation? Because so much had gone into the production up to that level.
It's not easy at all because it's very capital intensive. Keeping these animals for all this year round, feeding them day in and day out, paying labor, paying all those things, and we have lost all those animals within a matter of 1 month. So you can see how serious it is to the farmer.
Did they die themselves or you have to kill them?
At the time you see some, you have to kill them. And they die themselves because they keep on dying. They'll be dying 20, 30, day in and day out. You see them dying. And you have to be burying them day in and day out. And at times, when you see them, they are too weak, you have to also kill them and then bury them because eventually they will die.
How did it affect you as a farmer and having spent so much in the production?
No, it has affected very much because we have lost all our capital. The amount of animals, the quantum of the money of the animals and the feed, you have feed them for about almost a year and all of the animals have died. So we have lost a lot of money. To this farm alone, almost 2 million new cities.
The story was no different at Agbe Farms near Achimekropong, which lost more than 300 pigs to the disease. The two pig farmers have appealed to governments to come to their aid. They blame the situation on inadequate public education.